Washington, D.C. likely lives to spend another day as the Senate is expected to pass another ridiculous budget extension that cut essentially nothing and only keeps the government open for 3 more weeks. The truth is, we're broke. Oh, but Michael Moore and many of the others from the left seem to think our massive debt is not a problem. Are they crazy? Or do they know something everybody else is missing? Here now, Nick Gillespie, editor-in-chief of Reason.com and Reason TV, and my good buddy, to talk about what these people think. How can they actually say that a $14.2 trillion debt, which increases at about 40 or 50 billion a day, which is just rolled over and rolled over and rolled over, is not a debt?
You know, it's all accounting fictions as far as they're concerned, and they'll say the same thing. You know, a state, you know, Wisconsin can't be broke because they have to balance their books at the end of the year. So it's not bankrupt. We're not broke. We're not out of money. People have money in their pockets. How can we be out of money? It is a persistent delusion that, you know, that people are saying at the state, at the government, at the federal, state, and local levels that we're not out of money. All of these places have massive deficits and no hope of changing, you know, of changing the basic math.
Take a look at the debt. We'll put up a chart now showing how the debt has grown just in the past couple of years. Obviously, the longer bars going down are the greater debts. Now, that number on the right is showing the debt if the president's budget, as he's proposed, is adopted. It hasn't been adopted yet. It shows $1.6 trillion increase in debt. But these people seem to think, I guess, correct me if I'm wrong, because the Federal Reserve can print all cash it wants, because they could just keep borrowing to pay back old debt, that they never have to worry about.
No, and because there's a couple of billionaires in the country who have money in their pockets, you know, a couple of loose coins jangling, we're not out of money. That's what they'll say. What is terrifying to me, or most terrifying, about Obama's 2012 budget, which, you know, we have no reason to believe that the Congress is actually going to push back on that very much, is that when he looks at 10-year projections, he doesn't even pretend. I mean, D.C. doesn't even pretend anymore. Like, they'll say, well, in year 9, we're going to have a balanced budget. There's a 3 percentage point gap. He's saying over the next 10 years, we're going to be spending 23% of GDP, and at the peak, we're going to be bringing in 20% of GDP. So they're not, like, back Reagan was the, you know, the prince of the rosy scenario, where he would say, oh, in the out years, you know, it's going to be a balanced budget, we'll run a surplus. They don't even pretend
to do that.
The
White House released a few hours ago, earlier this afternoon, a statement essentially saying that we are now just on entitlements, spending more than what comes in from tax revenue. Stated differently, it's impossible now to run the government in that areas where they have discretion how much to spend, justice and agriculture, et cetera, and defense, without borrowing.
That's right.
That's a very, very low depth to which we have sunk.
It is. It's amazing. You know, one of the things that I think, you know, it's like talking to drunks who are saying, hey, you know what, we just have to drink ourselves sober. I mean, it is almost like I had a friend in high school who was heavy, and he got up to about 280 pounds, and he was like, you know what, screw it. I'm going for 300 because I'll, you know, and then I'll lose all the weight. And that's what these people are like. They are like so far beyond what could, you know, theoretically be possible when we were growing up. They're just like, okay, forget it. There's no way back.
All right. Ron Paul was on earlier in the show, and he has a very pessimistic attitude about what the Republicans in the House will do with the president's budget, which is basically give him whatever he wants. Do you take any solace in the fact that the first continuing resolution, operate the government for 2 weeks, had just 6 Republicans voting no? The one they voted on yesterday, operate the government for 3 weeks, had 54 Republicans voting no. Stated differently, are the small government Tea Party Republicans about to revolt against John Boehner and company, or is the answer no?
No, I actually think that up until the point that the budget for 2012 gets voted on, I think Republicans are going to show a bit more spine, but only a little bit. You know, they're still amoebas. They haven't grown a full spine. They are single-celled organisms in revolt at this point. I do think that the more important thing, though, the continuing resolutions are important as messages. They really have to knuckle down and come up with a true counterproposal for the 2012 budget that sets the stage for a dramatic reduction in spending increases.
How about this? We won't raise the debt ceiling. We won't let you borrow any money, Mr. President. We hired you to take this money that comes in and decide how to spend it. Would Gillespie and company go along with that?
I would at this point. And unfortunately, there's a reason why Gillespie and company is never going to be elected dog catcher, much less to the U.S. Senate or the House of Representatives.
Well, you know you'd have my vote, Nicholas.
And I hope that you could bring 5 or 10 more in whatever state I choose to run.
The great Gillespie from Reason TV and Reason.com. Thank you very much.